Black lung disease has taken the lives of thousands of coal miners, and in the Ohio Valley, the preventable workplace disease is skyrocketing. Recently, a group of coal miners unveiled what's believed to be the first memorial to the countless men and women who have kept our lights on and died because of the effort. Sydney Bowles of the Ohio Valley Resource has more.
The engraved stone memorial will stand at Riverside Park in Whitesburg and will list some 200 Letcher County coal miners who died of the disease. William McCool has black lung and was the first person to suggest the memorial. He expects his name will be on the headstone one day, too.
And it would be a blessing to be with them boys.
The total number of coal miners who have died from the disease is unknown, but the Department of Labor says more than 1,000 coal miners die of black lung each year. Right now, about 1 in 5 Central Appalachian coal miners has some form of the disease. Experts say the epidemic is getting worse because miners are working in thinner seams of coal and are exposed to higher levels of silica, or quartz dust. McCool suggested the memorial after his father died of the disease.
You know, give the men the honor they deserve. I mean, let's not forget them.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles in Whitesburg, Kentucky.